Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, it is April the 16th, 2020. As we are continuing our growth series for the month of April, I am super excited on a beautiful, sunny Houston day weather that we're having down here in Houston, Texas. I'm so super excited about the opportunities and things that we're doing right now, ladies and gentlemen, to help as many people as we can. And basically, we're going to be talking about some great topics today that I'm really passionate about that really has helped me along the way down through the years. And learning from the top people that I've been watching and monitoring for a number of years that I've admired, actually, and has really kind of given me some insights as to what I should be doing on a regular daily basis. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're not building up your mindset, if you're not building up your level of learning at this point in time, now that we're doing this stay home with the epidemic of the coronavirus, and a lot of people's lives have been lost due to this virus, and it's a very sad day to talk about it or think about it because of what's going on out here and the livelihoods of people who cannot and don't have a job currently right now, and in need of supplies and services and things of that nature. And let's look about the medical, and then what about the children? So a lot of things is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen, that we definitely need to pay attention to and help as many as we can. But I want to talk with you in reference today on topic about building your online business network, and basically we're going to be talking with entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs who are really out in the hunt to really help and build and help others do as well, gain some momentum in their businesses. And to start a business, it's always a challenging to get started. Well, Ed, what do I need to do? What can we do? What is your gifts and talents? And what are you looking what do you understand in reference as far as running a business successfully? And are you changing your mindset? Are you learning how to be a business owner? Are you learning what it takes to become an entrepreneur? Are you learning to do the things that's necessary, sacrificing yourself to do the things necessary to put yourself on a level? Ladies and gentlemen, you have to train yourself. You have to be in training mode to become a successful entrepreneur. And be honest with you, if you're not basically a people person or you're not in dealing with the general public on a regular basis, it's not going to be as easy as what folks think. Yeah, it sounds nice, it looks pretty, and yeah, it's good to be your own boss, and you can kind of command and do things you want to do, but not necessarily. If you're basically looking to build a successful business, you have to be for the general public, with the marketplace, dealing with people. Again, there's no way around it. We already know what these jobs are doing. We already see what's happening here. And a lot of layoffs, a lot of hours are being cut. A lot of people are not getting what they need to sustain currently right now. Yeah, the government is doing the stimulus checks and all that, and you got your income tax. This is still income tax season. Well, so people are getting that and also had that. So what are you doing with your funds and finances now? Are you studying to be a good money manager? Have you taken courses along that line? Because, again, it's not about just spending on the necessities that we need, but, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about what we keep. How much can we put away? Are we a good stewards of our money? And not only that, are you utilizing your reserves to build? If you're not doing anything on this level, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share this with you. It's time to get on it now. Because the time is now for us to really educate ourselves in things that we lacked while we was in this rat race of working for other people. And because we're so wound up and we're not paying attention to what's really happening out here, and we have to take a step back so we can look at what's ahead. And when you're in the fast lane, you don't pay attention all the time to things that's going on and things that's happening in the behind the scenes or around you that you don't have anywhere know anything about. But right now it's about us paying attention, being laser focused, and basically not being distracted on what's happening, but to educate ourselves, build ourselves up, and making sure that we know exactly what's the next move. It's like the game of chess. And because of that, you have to be strategic in your moves, strategic in what you want in this life and for your family and also for the people that you care about. And if you're not building strategic relationships, ladies and gentlemen, then you're not really understanding the power of people helping people, the PHP effect. And you're not understanding exactly what it takes to grow a network or a business. And I've been in business now since 2008 with my Global Touch Enterprise business, where we do web design and marketing. And, of course, we have this radio show, which we started launching in 2012. So for the past 8 years with the radio show and the past 12 years with the web design and marketing business, I build strategic relationships everywhere I go. And I'm building these websites across the country, not just in Texas where I'm at, but also across the country in other cities and states and around the world. And so when you start looking at a business, ladies and gentlemen, you want to kind of put together something with your gifts and talents that you can mirror, that can make room for you so you can basically expand and grow. Growth is the most important commodity to me on the planet. I say this all the time. Without growth, you don't live, you just exist. And we're not here to do that. So how do we build a successful online business? And building your business online, what does it take now? Well, we already talked about it last week on our show. We talked about the gig economy and the new economy that's coming up. Well, that's already here. The new economy is already here. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, nobody's talking about money being evaporated or dissipated or gone away. Matter of fact, it's just a more shift of the money that's being shifted from one industry to the next. Well, in order for entrepreneurs to understand, get it, they have to position themselves in order to get a hold of this wave that's coming, to be a part of this wave that's coming. And technology, and I say again, technology is the key. I've been in the electronics industry, I had to go back and think about that for a second. But I've been in the electronic industry, ladies and gentlemen, since 1992. Wow. So since 1992, I worked for a company called Zenith Electronics Corporation, Motorola, and Hewlett-Packard, and also Assist Technologies, which does the headlamps for the automotive industry that I was a part of there. And I come from manufacturing on other levels. But electronics, from Zenith Electronics, the TV manufacturer, I learned a lot in that interim. When I got my degree in electronics, I wanted to be a part of something that's going to continue to grow, something that's going to continue to build and expand. And so enough, I've been a part of that for the past years. And when you think about the transition since the 1990s to now we're in 2020, look at the leap, ladies and gentlemen, of the technology. And I go back to this IT. Information technology has set the trend. They set the tone. They really evolve everything that goes on today. How we get the information, how is information shared, how is information gathered, and how are we collectively responding and collaborating on this information? What are we doing right now that's going to help us collapse time frames so whereas we can get the information immediately? There's no right time than now, ladies and gentlemen, for you to start learning about what's going on in the marketplace when it comes to technology. We're using it more so now than ever. And there's more companies popping up every single week in reference to technology. In Silicon Valley in California, and all these companies in California, so I call it the geek country, you can see what's popping up. You got Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber, Lyft, Amazon. You got all of these companies, Airbnb. You got, and part of it, look, they're tapping into every traditional industry that we have conducted since day one. It's just a matter of who can come up with a better system or technology to help get the information quicker to the general public. This is the race. The American race that we run all the time. While we're working a regular job, we don't see it. We don't pay attention to it. We're so caught up in our day-to-day activities that we miss out on what could be a possible for us to participate in today. Investing. Well, Warren Buffett, Omaha, Nebraska. He's from Omaha, Nebraska. Traditional. Look at what these guys, billionaires, are doing and what they're investing in. Look at the culture now. Artists, music, whether you're in acting, a rap artist, music artist, dancer, singer, no matter what industry, what entertainment, sports entertainment, football, baseball, basketball. Look at all of the technologies now. Everybody have an app. It's faster. We can communicate now direct with technology. How do we build an online business? What is today? As a web designer, I've learned that these things have changed. It's evolving more so rapidly now than ever. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we put CRM into our websites where we can gather and collect data. We can also do data analytics. We can also do AI. We can also do videos. And we can do graphics on a more 3D level. And then we can also have it to schedule. We can have an appointment setter direct on our websites now. So whereas we can, you guys can schedule an appointment with me. And, of course, on my website at globaltouchenterprise.net, you can schedule an appointment with me. It'll send a message to my phone and as well as an email letting me know that one of my customers would like to schedule an appointment. Industry, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to say this again, have been tapped and changed and basically transformed into a new way of doing it. wireless industry. Let's go into that. I'm in the wireless industry. I worked for AT&T for a number of years. One of the best training companies I've ever worked with in reference to learning the technology first. And what is the technology going to do? Just like in manufacturing, working from Zenith Electronics, Motorola, and Hewlett Packard, those companies, technology. That's why they put a gag on us so we don't share that technology that we learned direct from the manufacturers. A non-compete clause. You've heard of that. So all of these things, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm sharing with you today in reference to positioning yourself on a business level to partake and learn. You're never too old to learn. No matter what age group you're in, whether you're a baby boomer, whether you are a millennial, whether you're in your 30s and 40s or whatever age group you're in, everybody's looking to collapse their time frames and retire and just basically have more time as well as more money. They want both. Everybody uses, we use up all of our time and resources and physicality that we burn ourselves out. And still not enough money to do the things we need to do or want to do. And with all the politics, the prejudice, and all the different things that go on in the workforce, it's very hard. So what do we do? Ask yourself, what do we do? We can share these opportunities, those who have degrees, those who have education, those who've gotten degrees. Where do you stand today? Have you gotten a chance to fulfill your dream? Did you write it out? Do you have a vision board? Did you put it all together? Did you map it out? So while we have this time right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is an opportunity that we should be taking advantage of today. Yes, people are seriously not paying attention. Unfortunate. But fortunately, we have people like us sharing opportunities online with the masses. This is internet radio. And so on Blog Talk that we can share on platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, on all social media platforms, YouTube. So you have a lot of opportunities here, but it's a lot of noise going on right now. How do we single out all this noise, all these distractions? You see? So I want you to starve your distractions and feed your focus. I'm going to say that again. I want you to starve your distractions and feed your focus. Following one course until successful. Acronym for focus. So if you continue to do it this way, ladies and gentlemen, you will be able to build a successful network, a business for yourself. But what is your passion? Are you good with people? Are you a people person? Do you know how to interact with people? And I've studied psychology enough to know that when you talk about dealing with people, it's always going to be an opinion of which everyone's entitled to. Everybody has a will. God doesn't enforce himself on nobody, and neither do we. We are sharing. We are preparing people. But you always want to look for people who are coachable, teachable, and trainable, and who are willing to learn. As John Maxwell put it so eloquently, people will have to give you permission for you to lead them. If they don't give you the permission to lead, then you're not a leader. You can't lead them. You see. And that's what I love about John Maxwell in his book, Developing the Leader Within You and Developing the Leaders Around You. You want to develop leaders. The more you have, the stronger your network, the stronger your business. That's on any common knowledge. And again, how do we market? How do we put it all together? What do we do? There are systems in place, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace with these companies, businesses, especially in networking businesses, that you take participate in and you pay an initial fee and you maintain the business. It's funny to me that when people spend money on cable, cell phones, TVs, things that is not giving you a return. But when we talk about giving, sharing the opportunity here, what can give you a return, we frown up at it. Oh, that'll never happen. Or that'll never work. Oh, I don't believe in that. Oh, I never can see. I can't see that happening. But what can you see? Well, what do you do? Are you going to continue to live as you are? And if that's the case, it's fun. Think you are, you think you're not. Both answers is right. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Huh? But here's the belief system that you have to start in learning and putting together for yourself. We only have one life to live. We all know that. Are you leaving something for your children's children's children to say that, hey, this man put together this network and have built this many people and have helped so many lives? Again, are you willing to add significance to your life? Do you want to have that kind of that lifestyle? Is that something you're willing to commit and sacrifice to do? If the answer is yes, then yes, we can continue. Your learning is only going to be based upon proportion to your skill set and what you allow yourself to do. Educate, innovate, create, generate. When it comes to information technology, technology companies that's out today, they're taking advantage of every single moment. What about you? What about the opportunities that gets fallen by the wayside that nobody even looks at? All this noise that's going on right now, there's a rude awakening right now of people that's really taking advantage of this opportunity. I'm going to see more millionaires. I'm going to share this with y'all. I'm going to see more millionaires coming out of this right here than we've ever had in the history of this country. Now, let's look at our cities across the country. So, what, 52 states? And we're looking at the other islands that the government has taken up on that we're supposed to be helping. Puerto Rico is one of them. But I'm going to share this with you. Let's look at that. In the history of this country, every city and state has their GDP, a gross domestic product, right? We talk about that. We talk about growth as a whole. The income levels in a city, in a major city, like Houston is the fourth largest city in the United States. They've created more millionaires than any city in the country to date. Houston has. My city, Chicago, where I'm originally from, we have more billionaires up there than we do millionaires. New York, California, Vegas. You got Atlanta. You got all of these other cities. Tyler Perry built his studio there to showcase what Hollywood wouldn't give to a lot of us. He created his own table. The opportunities are huge amongst us. But we just have to be willing to take the time to study, to show ourselves approved, to be vigilant in change. Change is going to happen with or without you, brother or sister. There is no way around it. You're going to have to make some initial change. Right now, our lifestyles is changing now. We can't even be close to each other. Let alone touch each other. Our conversations, we can't have close by. Now we have Zoom. We can video chat, talk. If you have an iPhone, you can do that on FaceTime, on Google, same principle. If you got an Android device. Again, technology. Whether you have Google Home, or any of those AI devices, now you see how it's changing. Our automotive industry has changed too. Our hospitals, the government, veterans' hospitals, looking at the homeless, looking at the ones that are without, how do we help them? How do we help our neighbor? Somebody has to step up. We all have to step up. We all have to improve ourselves in order to improve our lives. You cannot change if you're not willing to change. Things won't change if you're not willing to change first. If you want to see America great, then you be the change for it to be great. It starts with you. Again, you incorporated. It's you. Y-O-U. And you have to continue to do this, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular, consistent basis. Building your business, as an becoming an entrepreneur, learning as you earn. There's always a learning as you earn in anything you do. If you notice, if you work a regular job, you're going to go through a training, some kind of seminar, some kind of update that they're going to give you because something has changed in the company. Well, if that's the case, then why can't we be the change individually in ourselves to do better and be better citizens and be better entrepreneurs? If you see companies that don't give a hoot, they only care about their own, well, that's quite natural. You're not the owner. You don't run it. You work it. And while you sitting up there getting all frustrated and upset, well, I don't know what I need to do. You need to figure out what you can do for you and other people around you who are also feeling the same frustration. And you notice everybody's frustrated currently right now. Can't wait to get out. Can't wait to travel. Can't wait to take a trip. That's why our company has partnered with iBoomerang, and I'm thankful for that with Mr. Holton and Earlene Buzz, what they put together here in Houston, Texas, and along with the rideshare program that they put together with Vibe Rides. Opportunities continue to abound. Are you willing to participate in the opportunities that's going to help not only yourself, but helping others around you by sharing the opportunity, by learning and studying about the opportunity so you can basically be a good spokesperson? We can talk about all the favorite movies we like. We can talk about the favorite car we like. We can also talk about the favorite woman we like. When it comes to your business, it's hard to talk about it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is my time. I just wanted to share this little nitbit tip with you for today. Thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Next week, we're going to have another great show as we close out the month of April and we move into the month of May on our online businesses. What are we doing to continue to grow it? Are we helping others? Are we sharing the opportunity? Are we learning? And are we continuing to give as many as we can the information, the opportunity, and also helping them understand what they need to be doing currently today? Again, it's no age limit. There's no age specifications other than you have to be 18 and older. But other than that, nothing. So you want to make sure that you continue to grow and continue to learn. And I want to thank everybody for this edition of GT Professional Network Radio. Again, it's been a fun, peace, and pleasure as a privilege. This from my brother, Les Brown. Keep building a dream and keep the faith.